I'm Scott Schober, author of Hacked Again. Welcome to this week's Ransomware Minute, a rundown of the latest ransomware attacks and news, brought to you by CyberArk, the global leader in identity security and access solutions. Visit CyberArk.com to learn more. A ransomware attack on Ultimate Kronos Group's payroll system impacted paychecks for thousands of employees across the country, including those at Amida Health St. Joe's Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, where hundreds of nurses have now been instructed to keep track of their hours on paper. Others affected organizations included New York MTA, Tesla, and MGM Resorts International. The Maryland Department of Health was shut down in the wake of a ransomware attack, which has left hospitals struggling amid a new surge of COVID-19 cases. State officials confirmed no extortion demands have been made as they continue to investigate the full extent of the breach. The Metropolitan Detention Center in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is offline following a ransomware attack. Visitor access has since been suspended, and inmates are confined to their cells as the jail operates in lockdown mode while technicians work to bring systems back online. The incident tracking database containing all reports of fighting, use of force, and sexual assault allegations is believed to be corrupted by the attack. Bay & Bay Transportation, a Minnesota Bay trucking company, was hit by Conti ransomware attack, the company's second in the last 5 years. Following a quick response from those trained in ransomware recovery, Bay & Bay systems have since returned to 90% functionality. For more details on these ransomware attacks and others, go to ransomwareminute.com. A new Ransomware Minute airs weekly, brought to you by CyberArk, the global leader in identity security and access solutions. Visit CyberArk.com to learn more.